The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Ireland's savings specialists. Rabodirect, the straight-talking savings bank. The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Ireland's savings specialists. Rabodirect, the straight-talking savings bank.
Welcome back to the programme. Now, there were a lot of stories, a lot of kind of world affairs stories today or this week that caught our attention and our undivided attention indeed at that. One was Pakistan and the carnage in the schools there. And the other, I think, was the absolute surprise about Cuba. I'll just start with Pakistan, because you know Pakistan, don't you, Declan? I heard somebody talking during the week, and very authoritatively, about the good Taliban and the bad Taliban. That was the first time I ever heard of the good Taliban and the bad Taliban.
I suppose, yeah. Well, what we should remember is that in every conflict situation, or with every bunch of people that are labelled as terrorists, there are layers. If you think, just imagine a circle, and you imagine, you know, concentric layers within that circle, there's the hardcore ideologues. We don't have to go outside our own shores to be aware of this. And they're the hardcore. And they're the ones who kind of have stewardship of the ideology and the black and whiteness. And they're the ones that tend to get a lot of airtime. And in the case of the Taliban, these are the people we associate with the Taliban. They're the face.
And we associate it with 9/11.
Absolutely, yeah. But what you've got to remember is, in any conflict situation, there are people who get caught up in it, who get sucked into it for a variety of reasons. They happen to be in that geographical location, or they're pushed into it because of family members, how they're treated or not. I mean, we saw in our own country how people went into the Provos after Bloody Sunday, for example, and then came out the other end and regretted that. And in the Taliban situation, I spoke one time not so long ago to an English lady who spent a lot of time there. This little petite woman spent 8 years there. And she was making the very point that she did all kinds of deals in the area she worked with Taliban leadership, because she said a lot of them were just functionaries. They had gone into that organization because that was the powerful structure, and they wanted a degree of prestige and status and to be able to look after their family and extended family. But they didn't buy into the philosophy lock, stock and barrel. And this lady, she was an interesting woman. She worked in the area at that time. And I think it was a UN program for education of girls.
Yeah.
And they did it covertly. So she was gradually improving and it was before the main war we're talking about now, the lead up to that. And she did it gradually because she didn't do it in the face. And the Taliban leadership at that time were saying, well, okay. She was saying, well, do you want your daughters to be educated so that they can have, you know, about public
health?
No,
they don't.
They don't. They'll say that out loud. But like every father doesn't want his daughter to fall victim to, I don't know, the various infections you could get following childbirth, for example.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, there were variations. She played on that, she and others like her. So they got to set up their education programs. You had various Taliban leaders who would say, well, okay, just don't wave it in our face. Don't embarrass us about it. We'll tolerate you to a point and you've to take in mind. And she was saying in how she negotiated with them, going head to head, like a lot of Western organizations do, and say, well, if you don't let us, you know, this is imperative. We've got to educate the women. And if you don't allow us, what'll you do? We'll pull out. There's the door. We don't care. So she went around laterally. She paid attention to the cultural terrain in that area. And that's what you've got to do. If you want to keep yourself safe, you've got to pay attention to the cultural terrain.
I heard an amazing, I think she was a Catholic nun, Pakistani woman. She had 600 girls in a school just adjacent to where that carnage happened. She heard it. She understood what was happening. She only told maybe 3 or 4 people. She didn't tell the staff. She certainly didn't tell the girls. She didn't tell the parents. And she had them outdoors for some sports thing. And she managed to get them all out. No panic, nothing. Talk about cool under fire. I thought, very impressive lady she was.
Now,
Lastly, and I know this is, I mean, we've only got about a minute to go on this. Was the whole of America taken aback by Cuba or no?
I would say it was a big political surprise. I mean, it was a very closely held, you know, sort of process between the Vatican, the Canadians and the US. It was very closely held within the Obama administration. I think the first pretty much anybody knew about it was when the first plane started taking off in terms of the prisoner swap. And, you know, It's certainly stoked the political debate as, you know, the U.S. sort of turns the corner from President Obama going into the last 2 years of his, you know, his presidency. The country starts looking towards 2016, and you know, people start lining up and you know, putting their names in the hat to say, yeah. I fancy taking over on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right, yeah, and there was a nice headline there about W's baby brother. Well, we'll see what'll happen to W's baby brother, but I'm going to have to stop at this point and take a break.
Podcast The Marion Finucane Show at rte.ie/radio.
Welcome back to the programme now. Before I go, I just want to say, well, we're not going just straight yet, but you might have seen the pictures of the newly restored cathedral in Longford on the news last night. And they had something like 3,000 visitors there yesterday. And this was following a terrible fire on Christmas Day 5 years ago. And a lot of the money for the 30 million restoration was raised by the community. 30 million from that community is a lot of money to raise. So congratulations. Now, I saw some of the pictures and the place looked absolutely stunning. Anyway, if you want to see the story of that restoration, it will be on Tuesday week at 6:30 on RTE1. And as I say, we're nearly coming to the end of the programme. David, you just kind of hopped in here from the States and you're hopping out again now.
Yeah, I'm just here for a few days, Marion. I came over to see my parents who were down in Stillorgan and to sort of catch up with a few friends before Christmas. Then I'm going to London on Monday to see one of my brothers who lives there. And then I have to go back to the States on Tuesday night, and I'll be back then in London early in January. So, you know, I do a fair bit of bouncing around across the Atlantic between, you know, Washington and either Dublin, London or Zurich, where I have another brother, and I have a sister in Halifax in Yorkshire.
Have you any sibling in Ireland at all?
No siblings in Ireland, just mum and dad down in Stillorgan.
Really? All of you emigrated?
Yes. I went to the BBC in London at the end of 83. I spent 7 years at the BBC, yeah. And I won a Morrison visa, went to the States, so I've been there 20 years. I have my brother who lives in London's been out about the same amount of time. My sister is out slightly less, she's in Halifax, and I have another brother who's out about 20 years who's in Zurich. So.
Right.
And the other folks, unfortunately, have all of us out, but we all managed to get back on a fairly regular basis.
Right, OK. So it'll be Christmas in Washington?
Christmas in Washington this year, yeah, and I hope you're back for Christmas next year.
Where for you, Declan?
Go down home to see the folks in Mullingar, catch up with a few pals.
You might pop down to Longford and I'd throw an eye over the cathedral. Eddie?
I go down home to Rathgar.
Right. Long trip. Cathy?
Cathy, I'm cremating a turkey for a large part of family and my step family. And yeah, so a bit of cremation going on.
OK, well, listen, thank you all very, very much indeed. And thanks to all our guests that were on the programme today. David Sweeney, Colm O'Regan, Cathy Kelly, Niamh Lyons, Eddie Malloy, Adrian Kavanagh, John Power, oh no, we didn't get through to Soul, I do beg your pardon on that. Declan Power, though, did. David McWilliams, and thank you very, very much indeed. And we'll be back on the air this day week, but we won't be on the Saturday. So in the meantime, can I wish you all a very, very happy Christmas from all of us here on the programme. So today's programme was produced by the series producer, Anne Farrell. Research was by Owen Sweeney, Susan O'Loughlin, broadcasting coordinator, Jonathan Holland and Gar Duffy on sound. So that's it. I hope you can join us this day week. Until then, have a lovely old time and no... as little cremation as possible. Let it be said. On that note, we'll say bye-bye.
The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Ireland's saving specialists. Rabo Direct, the straight-talking savings bank.